Tonight, I want to welcome you on the line. I want to welcome you tonight. I want to welcome you to the urgent call to prayer. If you are new on the line tonight, I say I welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. I welcome you from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I welcome you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're not online tonight and you're going to be hearing the recording, I said I welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, release your fire. Release your fire. Release your anointing over the earways and over the byways. Release it in the name of Jesus. We come and we say every foul spirit is subjected to my voice. Hey, laba koshiki, baba. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight. We come tonight with the sword of the Spirit. We come tonight with the word of God in our mouth. We come tonight under an unction of the Holy Ghost. So we say, Satan, back up, back off. Do not touch. Do not welcome. You're not welcome in this place. You're not welcome in this place. We love send the kishiki rumondoi. The word of God declare that if we pray in the spirit and if we have no interpretation, we are building up ourselves. We are building up ourselves in the spirit. So tonight, let me just drink some water. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we come into the heavenly tonight. Father, your word declare in Matthew 16, you said you'll give, oh my God, I'm going to read it back to you, Father. I'm going to read it back to you. This is not tonight. Devil, you do not, this is not tonight for you to try something. See, this is not the night. I'm on an assignment. I got an assignment from God. I'm not here to play no church with nobody. I am not here to play with folks. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew 16, verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. We come tonight. We come into the heavens tonight. And we declare, Revelation stated that you, Satan, was kicked out of heaven. And we have all authority. And we have all rights to the kingdom of God. We see in the word of God where... Talking to one of my daughters today, and I talked about the Colossians. We see in Colossians verse 13 all the way down to 15. I'm going to read it tonight. Being dead in your sins, on uncircumcision of your flesh, you were quickened together with him, having forgiven you. We are forgiven. When Jesus went on the cross and died on the cross, we can come boldly to him and we can say, forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness. We have access to the kingdom. We have access to his throne, the blood of Jesus. We do not have to be dictated by a lamb blood anymore. Our second Adam spilled that blood for us. We're not supposed to be backing up elements sitting over there crying and weeping like a whipped puppy. No, 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 no. We come tonight to let the enemy know we do not care. Life or death, the word of God declare that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we have to make a statement. And I'm making a statement. I don't care. Life or death. Hey, what's the big deal? You have to take a stand. You got to take authority over every unclean spirit. I've been talking about this over and over and over. Train in military resource, military action, military fight, military war. We know who won. Jesus did. We know he gave us the keys to the kingdom. We know the blood. When the enemy sees the blood, he cannot come. He cannot touch. Jesus whooped him, beat him up, slap him up, do whatever you want to do with him, and gave us the key. The enemy is defeated. He is defeated. And you have to know tonight. The Father said, call a prayer. I was not going to have prayer tonight because I'm back and I have a lot of things going on and a lot of things that I'm doing. But he said, call a prayer. And because he said, call a prayer, that means there's something that needs to be done. And we're going to go into the spirit realm tonight and we're going to take it back. We're going to do that. So in the mighty name of Jesus, as I said before, thank you for being on the call. Tonight we come and we say, we welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this place. We welcome you to lead us and to guide us. We welcome you to open our eyes in the spirit. We welcome you to show us things to come. What we don't know, what we can't see, you, Holy Spirit, will show it to us. We welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you to come in and to change us. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We hide ourselves behind the cross tonight, oh Father God. And we let your spirit come forth and glorify yourself through us. We are clay. We are nothing but you, Lord God, and somebody. And you want to come and you want to dwell and live and reign through us. Father, I repent from all my sins. Wash me, cleanse me. Now is the time for you to repent. Ask God to forgive you. If you do that, now we come boldly to the throne of grace. And we seek mercy in the time of need. We come into every single home right now and we wage war in that house. Yeah. Just like the days of the Israelites and the Egyptian, they were commanded. When the death angel come and see the blood on the door. That angel went past. Tonight we come with the blood of Jesus on us. The enemy has no power and no authority over us. So we come and we hide ourselves behind the cross. And we let you come forward now, Holy Spirit. Manifest yourself now in your people, I pray. Open up their doors, oh Holy Father. And whatever that's not supposed to be in the home, I pray, Almighty God, that the blood of Jesus will conquer it all and drive it out. Drive out every foul, detestable spirit that's not supposed to entertain and be in there. I bind and I drive lust out of that house. Dakosha, generational curse. We drive it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Every wash, water, belly, spirit that comes in to try to dictate. My God, we drive it out tonight. Foul spirit of poverty, we drive it out tonight. Foul spirit of backbiting, we drive it out tonight. Jealousy, we drive it out tonight. Drive it out tonight. The word of God said the generation of the righteous is blessed. He didn't say for us to be cursed. Everything that the enemy brings upon our generation, we plead the blood and we drop it off from the roots and we step on it and we crumble it under our feet. In the mighty name that is above every single name, we come right now with a water pot, and in that water pot is the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And we march through our houses, and we march through our cars, and we march on our jobs, and we march on our body, and we drive out sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. I'll speak to every illicit sickness, sickness, we come against you in the root, in the name of Jesus. And we plead our blood. We plead our blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus in your mouth. Every foul language that ever come out of your mouth, come out of your family mouth, come against to curse you, we plead the blood of Jesus. Every son that talked trash to their mother today, I say, back up, boy, back up. Don't let the enemy use you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release the fire upon you right now. Every girl that tried to behave disrespect to their family, mothers and fathers, take authority over your house. Mothers and fathers, take authority over your house. Mothers and fathers, take authority over your house. When you went into the hospital to have these babies, they, oh God Almighty, my God, my God, my God, train up the child the way they would go. And they will not depart. I come against every confusing spirit. Every confusing spirit, generational curse, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I chop it off from the head, in Jesus' mighty name. Every chicken spirit, I chop it off from the head. Every kumama, I chop it off from the head. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, we come to you now, right now, Satan. I will say, back off. Back off. And back up. Back off 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 and back up. Chicken foot, back off and back up. Some of you, when you're in Jamaica or wherever you are, your parents cut off these chicken heads, put them around in the house like my mother. I come against the spirit of witchcraft. And it follow us around because we are embedded in it. And I tear it and I bind it in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Yes, it is against you. Everything, every mouth that is open up and saying that go amount to nothing. You ain't going to be this. Oh, Lord God Almighty, my daddy talking trash over my body. Talk trash over me. And I bind that trash talking over myself, yourself, whoever self, under the sound of my voice. We bake, bind, trash talk. And we say back up. But you know what? It's your time to get up. It's your time to rise up. You can't sit here and die and try to complain about somebody didn't do this for you. Get your butt up. Get up and move. 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 Say the Spirit of the Lord, it's time for you to move. It's time for you to be a mover and a shaker. Yes, I opened my eyes just now and I see doors swing open. I mean, just swing right open. Celestial door. Angels are entering into your home right now. Ministering angel ministering to you right now. Let the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Let the peace of God, tranquil, move upon you forevermore. Father, I give you praise. I do have a manual. Nobody could get this right now. This is a ministering manual that I have from World Evangelism. When I'm doing phone duties with World Evangelism, there are different kind of, and these are specific prayer that we pray. Supernatural prayer that we pray. That if someone will call on the line, and if they have any specific, what we will do, even though we have our training, we would open up this manual. You can't get it in the store because these are only for ministers in the Marcella World Evangelism. And I turn this book right now to inner healing. Some of us needs inner healing. The spirit of man will sustain infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? Then my daddy Moore says, there are people who were physically or verbally abused. Were you ever been verbally abused? Were you ever been neglected? I was. So if you were, this is your time now to say, Lord, wash me, cleanse me from the inside out. All those abusive relationships, mother, brothers, I'm talking about myself, my sisters, my dad, boyfriends. You got to get to the nitty gritty right now. You got to get into the scope of things. When I say the scope of things, I'm talking about the root. You got to get to the root cause of the problem. And you have to say, enough tonight is enough. You have to. Because you see, when you were born again, your spirit man have been revised, but your flesh have not. So now you have to deal with your flesh. You have to go over to Galatians 5 and you got to find out. It's not going to take a one night thing. Hey, if God want to just take it out right away, fine. But you still have to know the word of God, that when the enemy comes in again, you can remind him. You can remind him. You can say effective immediately. Now you could give him the date. Let me see where my phone at. You could say the time, 7:53 p.m., July the 1st, 2024. I denounce you. And I'm commanding you to go. You could remind him. This is what I did then. This is what I did. And I'm telling you right now, back off. You could give him scriptures. That simply means you yourself need to know the word of God. Because I might be telling you something wrong. I might be giving you wrong information. But you have to know for yourself. You got to know the word of God for yourself. People right now is changing the Bible for their own, I would say, businesses or resources. So you have to get a Bible. I talked to you. You should have already had some old Bibles, because they're changing the format of the Bible. They're changing the words of the Bible. The information that you need now, they are changing it for their own agenda. So don't take my word. Do not take my word. Take the word of God. Use the word of God in your situation. Know the word for yourself. I got to know it for myself, and I got to use it on me. I got all kind of issues, schism and system. I am not 100%. No. When anybody say that they're 100%, they are lying. When Jesus walked the earth, we would have never said he was 100%, because he got so much mouth like myself. He kicked them out of the changing room. He called them dogs and rats and cats. He kicked them out. So Jesus would never be able to operate in today's society, because everybody is looking for a lollipop, a lollipop, a lollipop church. And they don't know that they are the church. Everybody is looking for candy church, and they don't know that they are the church. Everybody is looking for a Pampers church, and they don't know that they are the church. Everybody's looking for somebody to clean them up or wipe them up. They don't know that they're the church. You got to know the church, that you are the church. And he said, Peter, 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 upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. He didn't say, Peter, Peter, I'm going to build my church into the mausoleum. No. He said, Peter, upon this rock. What's your name? Call out your name. Lord God, I repent. I want you to build upon me, Jesus. Look, man, I'm teaching to the choir. Look, man, we ain't got no time to pray church. Look, man, you see everybody sleeping with their granny. Everybody sleeping with their mama in the church. You see everybody that we were saying they this and they that. Oh, no, you didn't really know they were Hollywood. We've seen it right now. We've seen it. We're seeing it right now. So we better. Talking about every Sunday, you got to go to church. You got to go to church every Sunday. You got to go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I thank God Kenneth didn't throw me out when I first got saved and going to this church over there in Manchester. I thank God I was there Sunday morning. My kids will tell you. Sunday night, my kids will tell you. Saturday, I'm downtown. Then I go to prayer. Monday night, I go. And Friday night. What time do I have for a man? What time do I have for my husband? I'm lucky. God must have sent that man to me. Let me tell you something. You better know the word of God for yourself. You better know the word of God for yourself. We're coming down to a crucial time in Christianity, Christendom. You see what's going on right now? You better pray. You better open your eyes and stop acting stupid, because that's what we're doing. Don't get caught up in this ism and schism. You better know Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, for yourself. You better know that he's alive and he is not dead. You better know how to release the fire and let it flow out of your belly. You gotta know. You must know. This is not the work of a man, but this is the work of the Holy Ghost. Men can't do this. This is a strategic setup by the Spirit of the living God. We have been called to pray. We have been called to pray. I know myself, I'm going to have to start pushing the table Instead of having breakfast or lunch or dinner, I'm going to have to make some time. The Father is talking to me about my fleshly desires, what I want to put in my body. Because the Father wants to use me with an anointing, and I cannot use, He cannot use me like this, or else I will drop dead. He is talking to me. We got to look, man, we better. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if I drop dead right now, nobody come make no noise over my casket. Nobody come over my casket and talk no trash. You know why? Because even with my overweight self, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna be with Jesus. Because I wanna be with Jesus. Because He's not gonna take me like that. Because He know my heart. David. He know David's heart. And David was a womanizer. But yes. We run around in these buildings and try to create. Oh, you can't touch the rug. Oh, I remember when I was going to a church in Blue Hills. A drunk had come into the church. They had just put down some red carpet, looked like cranberry. And the man, they told the man, you got to get out. You got to leave. Because of the new rug. The man come to the hospital, but they know hospital. They know doctors and nurses because they can't run a fly if they see a fly. And they told the man gotta go. And the man took his liquor bottle and threw it in the corner and bust it upon their rug and walk out and say, that is the problem. Church. 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 Church of the living God. Church of the living God, who are we? Who are we? Church of the living God, I'm here to tell you tonight, search your scriptures. You are more spirit than flesh. The word of God said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. The Father does not entertain your flesh. He wants to talk to you. He wants to communicate with you. Oh my God, Father God, help me and cure my unbelief. Bind up my disobedience. Let me come and walk strategically before you. Let me know who I am in you, Almighty God. Let me know that in you I move and I have my being. Let me know that certainly there's no other God beside you. And as we come tonight to worship, we come in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Lord Jesus, have mercy. We trust you, Lord God. For complete healing, saturation of the spirit, communicational skills if we need it. If we can't speak, oh Father God, we pray that you'll open up our tongues, God. That when we go on this job interview, Lord God, that our tongue will not be tied up. I come under the just, oh, what you would call in the mouth. And I would come out of the tongue, and that the tongue will be loose. Loose, open the mouth. Loose, loose when you go to talk to people in your businesses. Jesus. Somebody having problem with their mouth. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in. Come in. Come in and change it from the lungs all the way to the mouth. Have the blood of Jesus come in. I'm talking to you and something is going on. It's changing my voice. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing over your body. I bind up every bitterness in your heart. I come against every spirit of bitterness that it may be able to loose your tongue tonight. And release the spirit of forgiveness. We bind the spirit of anger tonight. And we just say, wash that person tonight, God, that is so angry because they've been mistreated and been used. Touch them from their head, God. If you're that person, I'm going to use the oil on myself and I'm going to come into contact with you in the mighty name of Jesus. The oil is a representation of the Holy Spirit. That's what it does. Psalm, do I lift my hand with oil, my cup running over? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'll put some on my eyes right now, God. On my tongue right now, God. Jesus. And then, let us go over. I have the same book. I didn't even know I was going to use it. This is my ministering tool that I use, like I said, when I'm at Mortarella. And I have it for years, years, years. You can't get this book in the store. This is only for the ministers through Mars. Now we talk about healing of the emotions. Are you emotionally wrecked tonight? Do you feel like you just can't take it anymore? There's a scripture in here that Ephesians 3, it says, may God grant you out of the riches of his treasure, of his glory, that you be strengthened. Do you need strength? What is going on? Why do you feel so low? Why feeling like you're in agony and you just can't make it when you have it all? Father, I pray and I touch them right now, God. Anxiety, I break and I bind the spirit of anxiety right now, Lord God Almighty. I command it to go. I command it to go. I command anxiety to go. I command it to go. I command it to go. You know what that is? When that comes, you just feel like it's just so much things that you just get nervous and you just get nervous. That person gets so nervous. So nervous. And what it does, it even makes you have your pressure goes up. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. And we're going to pray right now for that pressure in your stomach. It's like an acid and it builds up. So right now I'm praying and I see that acid coming out of your body. It's leaving and it's coming all the way up. And here it goes. It comes out. Blow it out now. Just blow it out. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. That was that acid. Now you call me with your praise report. You call me with your praise report. Because that acid just lift out of your body. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you have any kind of deficiency, like blood disorder, anything to do with tiredness and fatigue, and you're always feeling tired and you just can't get out of the tiredness, I pray for that right now. I pray for fatigue right now. Always anxious. I pray for that right now. When you're doing your schoolwork, oh my God, when you're doing your score, and you have to keep looking it over and over and over and over and over to make sure that it's correct. There's a word for that. I don't even know the word. That's a person that want to make sure that everything is in line. Everything, all I's are dotted, I's are dotted, and every T's are crossed. Even though the I's are already dot and the T's are already crossed, you feel like, you know what? I got to make sure that this it's a nervous problem, okay? A nervous problem. Because by the time you're sitting over, say you get 10 questions, okay? Say you get 10 questions, right? And you don't finish the 10 questions. But you have to go back over and check out them 10 questions, right? And oh my God, oh my God, no, this is wrong, this is wrong. And you change it. Hey, that means you're second guessing yourself. You end up with a doggone B. You could have got an A. Second guessing yourself. Fatigue, anxiety. These are the things that I'm getting by the Holy Spirit. Anxiety, fatigue, restless nights. One person on the line hearing voices. Calling your name. That is not your family calling your name, honey. That is a restless spirit, okay? That is a demon that's trying to come in, okay? Do not let him in. Calling your name. Oh, no, that's not your ancestor. That is an evil spirit, okay? So we're going to bind it and we're going to break that in the spirit right now. We come against that right now and it's breaking a babunda. Siriku ayama. Put your hand up and just cast it out. I'm casting it out, and you're going to put your hand up, and we're going to drive it out in the name of Jesus. That's a polluted spirit. That's the word I hear. It's a pollution. It's polluted. That mean it's not good. That mean it's not clean. That mean it's foul. That mean it's dirty. That mean it's smell. And it comes in to disrupt in the mighty name of Jesus. It was in before, and you drive it out. And now it's sitting out there lurking and calling your name. No. Don't take him in. You hear me, girl? Don't bring him in your house. Listen, do not entertain. Do not entertain these spirits. You go to bed, don't entertain them. Anoint your bedroom. The man is dead. Anoint your room. Drive him out. It's another person here. Entertaining these spirits. Drive him out. Drive him out. Drive him out. Anoint your bedroom. Okay. So that's the right side of the bed. Anoint that side of the bed. Anoint the right side of the bed. Put the anointing oil, make the cross on your bed doorpost. Not to listen to this, you have to wear some kind of different kind of undercoat. That's a lie. From the pit of hell. That's an attraction. That's a demon from hell. That's those generational foolishness telling that if somebody dead and you were going with that person, put on some red panties or some. That's a lie. Don't dare entertain them spirits. I come to town to tell you tonight, it's a familiar demon. Okay? Be he careful. You hear me, girl? Be careful. The right side of the bed. The right side of the bed. Okay? And make sure you take it back and change your clothes. You don't need to be doing that. Because it ain't gonna be doing. They ain't no. You're entertaining evil spirits. Okay? Demon in the outfield. It's not no angel in the outfield. These are demons, evil spirits. And there are fallen angels. Think I'm playing? Let me see if it's in Revelation 12. And if I look at Revelation 12 and it's not in there, you go find it. It's one third of the angel that was kicked out of heaven. Okay. So let me see if I have the right scripture. If I don't have the right scripture, I ain't gonna entertain. I ain't gonna spend too time on this. You go find it because it ain't about me. It's about you. And his tail. Listen to this, girly. Drew turned part of the stars. He's talking about them evil spirits out of heaven. That's what Satan draw with him. So they come down here, and they come down here to plague folks. We don't know what the turd look like. We don't know how many of them that come. But they come and they come to plague. And if you entertain them, you're going to be plagued. My older sister will let you know. She'll let you know. She'll tell you when my mama died. It's not a joke. This is not something that I don't know about. I'm telling you what I know about. And you call them familiar spirits. And they're familiar with you, familiarizing themselves with you. And if you're in there fearful and walking around tippy toe, they're going to come in. This person was lurking at the door. This other person is in. And you're over there all nervous. Your head, the front part of right in front of your forehead, start hurting. Why? Because of pressure. So the spirit come in and he brings pressure on you, and you over there don't know what to do. So you start putting all these clothes. You're going to run spirit. No, you're not running anybody because they're already in. And they're sitting right there in the bed laughing because they've been entertained. By the time you know around, you don't jump through the roof and kill yourself. Because they don't come to play around. They come to kill, steal, and to destroy. The word of God said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he is going to raise up a standard. What standard do you need the Father God to raise up? Speak the word according to his word. The words that he speak, they're not only words, but they're spirit and they bring forth life. Joyce Myers always say there is life in the word. You got to go find it for yourself. Is in John 6:63 and also Proverbs 18:21. You hear me talk about it all the time. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. This is serious business. Do not entertain enemies. Do not entertain demonic spirit. Do not entertain demonic source and force. When you see your children start acting up in the house, drive that spirit out. Family members start acting up, drive that spirit out. Friends start acting up, drive that spirit out. I have a little fly in here, one of them little flies. I wonder what's going on. Drive them out, drive them out, drive them out, drive them out. Do not entertain. Fear. Why are you fearful? What is making you fear? Why are you fearful? When the word of God tells us in Timothy, find it for yourself. I'm not going over there. And she said, I don't want to put it up. She could put it up. The Father said he hasn't given you a spirit of fear. But he has given you a spirit of power. When you have your electricity and light come in, what you said, turn the power on. That's what we said, right? My daughter, isn't that what we said? Turn, hey, Johnny. Yes, mama. Go turn the power on. Sometimes you don't say light. Go turn the power on. What do you think they're talking about? Talking about the light. Go turn the power on. It's the same thing. Light and life comes together. Go turn the power on. Turn on the word of God out of your mouth. Turn it on. That's your power. That is your power source. That's your power ingredient. That is what you need for today. You don't need to be around on ishy-washy breakdown people. By the time you leave them, oh my God, you were a chicken, but now you become an egg because you got a rebirth, right? You were a chicken, but now you ain't chicken no more. You're a baby. Just coming out of the shell all over again. Why? Because of who you're entertaining. Why? Because who is your resource? You don't have your resource with Jesus. The word of God is not your friend because you're not close to it anymore. So you get beat up, slap up, and I was going to say jacked up, but I'm also going to say washed up. And you know what a washed up person is? Like a crackers. You ever see those crackers, the really thin one, because they're not making them thick anymore. They're making them thin as soon as you hold them in your hand. They just break up because they have no substance. That's what you become. My mother always tell me, you lay down with dog, you pick up flea. Whatever you hang around, that's what you're going to become. Mama said, if you don't go under the fall roots, the fall can't come into your head. These are things she's trying to tell us. Stay away from bad company. My mom is trying to tell us what's in Proverbs. My son, attend to my word. My son, do not hang out with these folks. Debt in life is in the power of the tongue. Worry? Why worry when you can pray? What are you worrying about? Lay worry tonight on the altar. Give worry over tonight to him, the king. Let him come in and take it. Frustration, take it. Confusion, take it. Be still and know the Father is saying that he is Lord. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Do not sow fear. Do not sow worry. So peace and joy and tranquility. How are you going to have that? You're going to have it by knowing the words of God. You're going to know it by knowing that God is your Father. You're going to know that he's only going to give you good things. You're going to know that generation curse is not off you. Because you're a bloodbath. You're going to know that the second Adam gave you everything back what you lost through Eve in the garden. Eve, Adam and Eve, God is calling out, where are you? Where are you? Oh, I was naked. You were naked. Yes, I was naked. How do you know you were naked? Did you eat that fruit that I told you? Did you touch that tree? Did you do what I... Well, Satan beguiled me. Oh, Satan beguiled you. Right there and then, the Father put out a covenant right there. I am going to take you down through this woman. The same woman that you deceive, going to bring forth a man child, and he is going to crush you. You go, yeah. And that's how come we can trample him under our feet. That's how come we use him now, because we are his foot mobile. He don't have no authority. He don't have no power. Who does he think he is? Trying to come in and trying to brainwash and trying to dictate. Make a declaration tonight. Write it down on your calendar. Write it on a piece of paper. Write it on your sheet. Write it down in your hand. Write it on anywhere. I don't care where. Write it. Look it over and date it in today's date. 8:23 p.m. July 1st, 2024. Doing a lot of date writing tonight, huh? Write it and remind yourself. You are armed and you are dangerous. What are you armed and dangerous with? What are you armed and dangerous with? I am armed and dangerous with the word of God. I see we're in Romans that I am a hearer of God. And I'm a joint hearer of Jesus Christ. So that simply means Jesus and I, Even though he died for me, he's my family. The first Adam, he is my brother. Is this making sense? No, all these things coming to you. I am in a situation where I'm telling you, your parents could die and leave you something. You know what you know? You inherit what they leave. You become their heir. I don't know if you're getting it. I don't know if you're getting it. I thank God that I come to Florida because all the garbage that I've been through, I learn a lot. I learn. And when you're going through stuff, go through it. Go through it with a smiling eye because you're learning something. It is not easy. It may not be easy. It may not what you want. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, some of the things that I've been through down here, Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want to go through it. I didn't want to go through it, but I learned something. People died and leave stuff. You are there here. Your brothers and sisters and in a relationship or wherever they leave stuff, they're joined here with you. Think about it. Your daddy. Yes. Oh, God. Your father, God, owns the land, the sea. He owns the every single thing. And you are here to what he owns. That simple means when you need a withdrawal about anything, you don't have to go to men, especially when you give into the kingdom. Hear me now. When you give into the kingdom, hear me now. You don't have to go look to Johnny or Jane or whoever. You look to the word. And the word is going to produce. Hear me now. And the reason why that garden is going to produce is because you're a part of the garden. And that garden have kingdom status. And everything in the kingdom belongs to you. So it don't look right. It don't look kind, but if you sit tight and don't waver and don't shake and don't have a heart attack, it's going to come right back to you because you are here to the kingdom and you're joined here with the King of Kings. Hey, I don't know if you get it, but I got it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I don't know about you. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Jesus is my brother. He is my Lord. God set him up to come and die for me. In him I move and I have my being. Certainly, there's no God beside him. Father God is my daddy. It may not look right. It may not seem right. It may not be something that we could act right on it at this time because maybe we are not seeing it right now. But you know how we're going to see it? Start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Ask the Holy Ghost to open your eyes. You want wisdom? Go over into Proverbs. Ecclesiastics. You want love? Go over into Solomon. Let the Bible work for you. I'm telling you, let it work for you. The Bible is your blueprint to your paradise. No matter what you're going through, if you are a chicken in a hole and you're trying to dig yourself out, that is your paradise. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Because when you come out of your stupor, you're going to come out. And nobody can tell you nothing. Nobody can say anything to you. because that is your testimony. Oh, God Almighty. Do you have a testimony that people trying to shut you up and don't want to hear you, don't want you to say nothing, and they're going to close the door when you start talking about your testimony? You better get bold. It is time for the kingdom of God to rise. It is time for the kingdom of God to shine. It is time for the kingdom of God to make a statement. It is time for the kingdom of God to know who we are, because he is living. He said, thy kingdom come. What do you think he was talking about? He was talking about you. He living in you. I don't know. I got to go, because I don't think you're getting it. That kingdom come. Think about it. Hook up Matthew with it. Matthew 16, verse 19. That kingdom come. Nuggets, nuggets. Thy will be done. Oh, that kingdom come. Who is the kingdom? You know what? I got to go, because you all ain't getting it. Who is the kingdom? Thy kingdom come living inside of us. Oh, Jesus. Who is the kingdom, may I ask? You better go check it out. The kingdom, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Give me some of that food, girl. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Who came? Who came? Jesus Christ, Almighty God. Thy kingdom come. You better get it. Thy kingdom come. You better get it. Thy kingdom come. 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 You better get it. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as who came. Thy kingdom come. He living inside of you. He living inside of you. He reigns through the heavens and through the earth. I can't give it no more. I got to go. I'm going to tell you right now, you better understand who the kingdom is. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Get it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Let me go find it. Let me Google and find the scripture. I don't know. The scripture. And then I'm getting off, because I'm telling you, this is serious. I want you to put in the screen here, Sonia Monique. Let me make sure that's the right scripture here. And I want you to put it up there. And then you could go to bed. Well, we're going to get this thing here together. We only been here a couple of seconds. Matthew 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Remember, I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to pray. Precious, magnifying Father, Do not leave this line until I'm finished. Magnifying Father, like a magnet, like a magnifying glass. Go now into the massive and touch the eyes of your people, that they will be able to understand about your kingdom. Give them revelation, knowledge about you, that you are kingdom. And you live in the earth through your kingdom people. We walk around with you living inside of us. Let your kingdom produce through us. Yes, that we may be able to go forth and to take the spoils like your effect, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint us from the inside out. Yes, we are clay. And you're looking for a body. Come now, precious Holy Father. Come and dwell. We lift up our hands and we say, your kingdom come. We pray, your will be done. As it is in the heaven. Lord God Almighty, this is a mystery. Father God, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. God Almighty, Lord God, open our eyes. Jesus came out of that kingdom. And the power and the glory. I suggest that you go for it and take time out to do a study of Matthew 6, verse 10. I love you guys so much. May the Spirit of God bless you. May the Spirit of God keep you. May the love of God shine upon you. May God come in and give you supernatural peace. This peace passeth all understanding. I thank you, people. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for sending me to the massive. I thank you for giving in the holy tabernacle, that I may be able to be free to do what the Father wants me to do. I thank you for praying for me. I thank you for praying that the word of God will come upon my belly. Lift up my family, and I will lift up yours. Pray for myself, for my husband, and my children. Pray that we walk in the authority of the Holy Ghost. Pray for my generation, that they will live a life according to the King. Pray. Think about me every single day and lift me up, that I may be able to walk in obedience to the King. And I will pray. I'm begging you and asking you. I'm on my knees. Call out my name. Call out my name every day. Do not get up off my name. Keep me before the King. Keep me in his presence. I beg of you. I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to get revelation knowledge. Every single person under the sound of my voice who is online, I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about you guys. I remember when God gave me some people to pray for me. And I found the names the other day, and I think I'm going to go find it. And I know maybe like two or three is still here. This was way back, long time ago. Sonia was one of them. My mother, mommy in Hartford, Miss Stevens was one of them. And a lot of other people from Morrisarella. That was long time, like in the early 2000s and stuff. And I'm just saying, every single person here now, keep me on the altar. Keep me on the altar. Effective immediately. Pray for me. I have tests that I have to go do. Pray for my health. Pray that I eat right. Pray that I live right. Pray that I walk in obedience to the King. And you go to God and you ask God whatever you need to do to be effective in the kingdom. And you ask God to ask somebody who's going to stand in the gap with you. You got to do this because this is not a one-man show. We all need each other. This is iron sharpened iron. We need each other. That's why when you call me, I'm available. And that's when I call you, you're available. Because we are family. God placed us together and we're knitted together. Don't get confused with this issue. We are spiritual kingdom family. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take your key tonight. I'm going to take the key. I'm going to take the key. I'm repenting and I'm taking my key. And I'm going to move forward. And I thank God for my husband and my generation. And you better start thanking God for your family and your generation. If you're married, you thank God for your husband. If you're not married, you thank God for your family. Whatever, how you want to pray, you pray. But you make God be your source. You make God be your source. You make God be your number one. Tonight I pray. And I thank God for every single person on this line tonight. May God bless you. May God's face shine upon you. And I'm going and may he give you peace. Shalom. Hey, I love you guys. God bless.
Yes. We love you, Pastor Ruth.
Oh, my God, darling, I love you too. You. God bless you.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a beautiful prayer. Thank you.
Praise God.
God just protect you and stretch your hand over your health, your family, and every ministry you do.
Yes, thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, the same for you too. God bless
thank you.
God watch over you. May the angels of God come and protect you and keep you everywhere you go. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Over your eyes. Place your hand over your eyes. Take your right hand and put both hands over your eyes. And take off that pressure. Take that pressure off of your eyes. In the name of Jesus, take that off now. In Jesus' mighty name, let it just go. Let that pressure just go. Let it just go in Jesus' name. Let it just go. Take your hand and just make it go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's a foreign God. That's a foreign God that want to come in and sit on top of your forehead. And we just drive it out. It's ancestral goddess. And we drive it out. We drive it out. We drive it out. We drive it out. All
yes.
Ancestral spirit,
yes.
We drive it out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every foul spirit, and we drive it out, and we command it to
Amen.
Come. Those are ancestral demons in the name of Jesus that come from the Catholic regime in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, it comes back with a woman with a head in the name of Jesus. And when you pray to that woman, that's what happened. So it comes. And because you want to break away from that religious demon, it comes and it tried to sit on your head. But we break that now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Yes. Yes, drive it out now. Yes.
Thank
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
Yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Oh my Lord. Get a mambo, drive it out. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Ancestral spirits. Drive them from the pit. Drive them back. Those are in the monuments, those are in the rituals, and they burn candles. In the Makoshi Kilabab, they burn candles. In your religion, they burn candles. Yes, yes, we break them. No, they break the burn candles in your religion. And we just, we want no religious spirit. We don't want no religious demon. Drive them out. Drive them out in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Almighty God. We give you praise, Almighty God. We give you praise, Almighty God. Every ancestral spirit, we give you praise, Almighty God. Every fire, we burn it and we drive it. We drive out those fire in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to the altar. We come to the altar and we burn out that incense. Incense. Those incense mean nothing. Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Generational spirits in the name of Jesus. We drive it out. Come out. Up. And out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, every generational curse, we break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. We come and we stamp on the enemy, we stamp on the enemy's head. Oh, take hold of my mama, mama, mama. Are rituals. Those are what you call rituals where family members come in and they come in and they start worshiping this woman, calling her names, worshiping her, burning incense. In the mighty name of Jesus, we drive it back in Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship.
Yes.
Ah, na 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 na. There's gonna be a time where we have to do when we have to go on the phone, we have to go on the line, and we're gonna have to spend some more hours on this line. We got to spend some more hours. Okay, we're gonna have to spend some more hours. This is not like church like usual. We're gonna have to just spend some time. We're gonna have to spend some time. We can't just come in and run because people need deliverance. People need deliverance.
Yes.
The same thing over and over. We can't do this. We're going to have to set a time.
Yes.
And we're going to have to come together.
Yes.
And we got to drive these demonic force out. Oh, no. Oh, no. We're going to set a time, baby. And we're going to have to come. We got to say up and out and go. Go in the mighty name of Jesus. Miss Brown, put your hand up right now. Put your hand right up right now. I'll lay my hands upon your hand. And I dry. Oh, God. The fire. There you go, Holy Ghost fire. There you go, Holy Ghost fire. There you go, Holy Ghost fire. Go to her right now. The enemy talking to you and lying to you. But in the name of Jesus, I said every lie stop tonight. Every lie stop right now. I say go in the name of Jesus. And I want you to say go in the name of Jesus. I want you, Miss Brown, to say go in the name of Jesus. Watch it. It's coming out of your mouth. Open your mouth. Makoya mama mama ramanga baba baka. Coming out. Come out. You come in from you're a child. Put your hand over your belly. You come in from you are a child. I will say every ancestral demon, come out now and set her free. There it goes. It was six. Oh my God, it was 11. Go, 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 go. Right now. This is the last one. It's going. Go, put your, yes, Lord have mercy. They're going to glory of God over you, honey. The glory. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. We give you praise and worship. And that person who is that spirit trying to come into their bedroom, I want you to drive it out now. I know your name, but I'm not calling your name. Drive it out now. Drive it out. Drive it out. This is not the work of a man. Verissa, this is not the work of a man. This is the work of the Holy Ghost. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes. You should see your face, Nova. You should see yourself, Miss Brown. You are delivered out of that. Them 11 demons, they come out. You just feel them come out. You feel them? You feel light? Who kosha baba bongo rama? Keep on giving him praise. That's what it's all about, honey. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That is exactly what it's about. This is not playing church. Oh no, 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 no. Oh no, 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 no. Oh no, 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 no. Yes, give him praise, honey. Give him praise, honey. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Sangakata. In the name of Jesus, that's what it's all about. Don't let the enemy come in and tell you no foolishness. You have rights. You got the power. You have all rights. I love you, dear Miss Brown. May God bless you. Keep on giving him praise. Keep on giving him praise. Tell him thanks. Tell him thanks. Tell him that you was on this call tonight. Tell him that you were on the call tonight. Give him praise and worship. There is no other God beside him. No other God. Sickness and disease gotta go. Sickness and disease have to go. Confusion have to go. Everything gotta go. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. You hear me, my darling? You hear me, ma'am? My beautiful hairstyle. Where you gonna get that kind of hairstyle, Navi? Hold on, panic. That hairstyle is coming like me, mama. Oh my gosh. $1 million hairstyle. Sickness gotta go. It looks so good. Sickness gotta go. Yeah, put your hand on your chest, right across like this. And just trust God. And just rub yourself like that. And say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you. Well, we're going to set up a time where we spend some time on the phone, where we just have a Holy Ghost time on the phone. And we just have the Holy Spirit just minister. And we're just gonna have to come to that and come with that. Where nobody tell us when to get out but the Holy Ghost. We're gonna have to do that. We're gonna have to do that. So that means it's just gonna be maybe me and you and We're just gonna have to do that. Because you see, we're not running for our lives. We already have our life, but we're making a statement. And we're gonna bring people and we're gonna jack the line up. Oh yeah. And the Holy Ghost is gonna deliver. Oh yeah. That's what it's gonna be all about. So I want every single person right now to start praying for this because this must happen. Where you go out and you invite people and you tell them, and tell them when they come, whatever going on, it is going to be seen and it's going to be lifted and it's going to go because the Holy Spirit is here and He lives in all of us because we are His people and He is here. The kingdom of God lives. Oh, the kingdom of God lives in us. Jesus is the kingdom and He lives in us. So I want to say thank you guys for being on the call tonight. And I love you and may watch God watch over you. And if you find it in your heart to give to the Holy Tabernacle, you can. You could either ask for my Cash App or go to the website, theholytabernacle.com, and you just give. Whatever you want to give out of your heart. What that is doing is really sending me out, really helping me paying for the bills that we have. We're not begging the Father God, because I never used to do it, but the Father God said, you have to give the people the opportunity to be blessed. And I'm like, okay, so that is what I do. I give it out because giving is a blessing. Giving is worshiping also. You're not buying anything because I sure ain't got nothing for nobody to buy. But when you give, you're making a statement to the enemy. You're saying, look, I can go to my heavenly bank whenever I want. And I could call on my heavenly resource. And I don't know where it's going to come in, but my God's going to meet all my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So I just want to say shalom. May God bless you. May His face shine on you. And I thank you for being on the call tonight. And I too. Love you. Good night. Good night.